Listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name's Nate, and I'm here.
My name's Nev, and I'm here.
That's great.
A little roll call. I'm trying to find... Nikki, you keep talking. You keep going.
Okay, I'm going to just say this. Nor'easter. You know?
Yeah.
Not for Nev, though.
Why not for Nev?
You left.
It was raining where I was, too.
Wait, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
It's like near an island there on the coast.
Gotcha.
In Mexico.
Gotcha.
So, the wedding was rainy, unfortunately.
It was a rainy wedding.
It was a rainy wedding.
Okay, so Nev was at a wedding in Mexico all weekend long.
Truth.
And, you know, how was that? This is the first we've talked.
We
sat in the studio, like, silent.
Yeah, it's one of those mornings. It's, like, way too early.
It's way too early.
It's way too early to do anything.
I just said goodbye to my parents. They've been at my house all weekend.
Yeah, good. How was that?
It's good. It's great. And if you guys are listening, I love you to death. You know this.
Do they usually listen?
I don't think so.
No.
They're also, like, getting on an airplane right now, so...
True.
The likelihood they're listening.
Are they gonna get delayed?
They got delayed a little bit. Like, they were supposed to leave this morning.
Okay.
Like, kind of at the same time. But I think it's just anytime someone stays at my house, there becomes a time where I'm just like, I need everybody out of here.
Yeah.
And then it's like, because I just need to, like, clean stuff. I need to, like, move. I need to find all the dishes that are,
true,
like, inevitably on the windowsill or wherever.
True.
That's kind of where I'm at. On stuff.
I don't know. I don't think I can hear anything in these headphones.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
No.
Am I on?
You're on. You're definitely on.
Well, I just guess maybe these headphones just aren't working really well.
It could be that.
Yeah.
Oh, it absolutely could be that.
Yep.
So anyway, so you were there and it rained the whole time?
Yeah.
That's
the
great.
Wedding itself went until 4 a.m.
You're kidding me?
I'm literally not. It started at 5 p.m. and it ended at 4 a.m.
Did you stay there the whole time?
We stayed till 3 a.m.
Till 3 a.m.
We made it. Well, the bride's mother, literally, when you would, like, try to leave, she would be like, mm-mm-mm. Like, she'd push you back on the dance floor.
Were you dancing until 3 a.m.?
Yes.
You?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, I'm telling you, all of us woke up and we have never been in so much pain.
Yeah, that's like...
Like, physical, yeah. Just like... Like, Juan's at home today because he literally... couldn't go to work.
That's great.
He, like, has really injured his, like, sciatic nerve. Poor guy.
Is that on the side?
It's around there.
I'm not a doctor.
I'm not a doctor. I don't know.
Everyone
ask me.
Says, like, my sciatica, and for some reason I always
it's, like,
think...
in your back, down, like, the back and side of your leg.
Weird.
Yeah.
I always thought that was, like, a skin thing. Sciatica sounds like a skin thing.
I don't know what you're thinking of.
Well... Sometimes, you know, you hear something and it gets locked in.
I guess, yeah. Yeah.
Can you hear the music?
A little bit out of this ear.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, not both ears, though.
Well, that's great. And then you got home yesterday, like, fine?
I mean, yeah, traveling all day. Took
That's the dream.
Almost 3 hours to get from where we were to Mexico City.
That's great. In a car?
in a car.
Oh, yeah.
And then we flew out of Mexico City.
Big old airport there.
Big old airport.
A lot of concrete, if I recall.
Sure.
It's like a big concrete airport. You're not noticing that stuff. You're just like in full on travel mode.
Yeah. Well, I was actually in work mode. Was what I was in.
Nice.
While I was in Mexico City.
That's great.
I was also in homework mode all weekend, which got midterms. Shout out anybody in school. Midterms.
Shout out midterms. You got it.
Yeah, or not. And that's fine too.
Just don't have it.
If you don't have it, you're gonna be okay.
Yeah.
Your life goes on. I gotta tell you, even if you fail your midterms, your life goes on.
I'm gonna hang out with somebody who you also know tomorrow, and we're gonna talk about dropping out of school.
Okay.
It's Janaya. I just say.
Oh, nice.
It's for good reasons.
Yeah.
It's like pursuing this art career in a certain direction and then just putting Leslie on pause.
Yeah, fair enough.
I don't know. I mean, it's one of those, I was like, hey, do you want to talk through it? I don't have an answer for you, but I just want to talk through it.
That's right.
So, they told us about Japan.
Cool.
Nonstop. Jai, if you're listening, man, you're great, but there was a lot of story to some of those stories.
Yeah, sometimes that happens.
Sometimes it's just like, I don't need to hear about Maltese hitting out like an hour number two.
Gosh, yeah.
Yeah, you missed that. You missed just like a long story.
Oof.
And it was when this happens to me. So this is said with a lot of love. You're like saying the story, and then your audience slowly dwindles to just one person.
Yeah, that's tough.
Who's just hanging on.
That's tough.
And that's like, once you lose half the table, then it's like you're gut, and then it's like, and then at the end of the night, you're just telling Sarah.
Yeah, I ran into this problem at the wedding this weekend. I just have a tough time with people who can't read the room.
Yeah.
I feel like because it's constantly what I'm doing is trying to read the room.
Oh, yeah.
That when I see people that can't read the room, I'm like, what's going through your head?
Did you get trapped into any stories?
I didn't get trapped into any stories. I did get trapped into a couple arguments.
Oh, great. I had a pretty good argument yesterday with my dad.
Well, that's unsurprising.
Yeah.
It was a classic parent-child argument.
It was like, but it's a classic argument that we would have, which is like, how much money is too much money?
Mm.
With me on the side of like, nobody should be a multi-billionaire, and my dad on the side of, you can't restrain the creation of wealth because then you'll just destroy innovation.
Hmm.
And then I'm like, Dad, why is like continuously... I think there's something wrong with the person who continuously gets rich while people starve. And he was like, that's a moral argument. I'm like, I know.
That's why I made it.
Make the counter... I'm not making a political argument. I'm making a moral argument. Like, make the counter... Like, what's good about unbridled wealth creation? You know?
Yeah.
So.
Crazy.
It's crazy. What was your argument about? Sorry, I took over. I was like, I'm gonna clear
yeah,
the zone.
Yeah, you really like you well, needed to like, tell
I'm waiting,
that.
I'm waiting on this.
No, yeah, that seemed like you know, about derogatory terms used against women.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
What side were you on?
I was on the anti side.
That's great. That's
believe
great.
It or not, there are people on the pro side.
Yeah, sometimes people are just like, you know, you can't restrain speech at any cost.
Yeah, and also, like, was, like, shocked to hear that it's actually used against women in derogatory ways.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I guess we're in a tough spot because it's probably not going to say the word itself.
Right, exactly. So but I think you can fill it in. Fill in. But it's also not just one. It's, like, many.
Yeah.
Fill in any word people like to use against women that are... Maybe even not even just against women. They use it against anybody.
Yeah.
But it's still, its root comes from being used against women.
That's true. I think there was a really good New York article on like free speech, like campus, specifically campus free speech this month, this week.
Interesting.
And it was written by the president of Princeton. And again, it's like kind of one of those whole, it's an argument that really is like, it's like what are people entitled to and what are people like not entitled to? And so, like, because the question being, too, like, any rubric that you use to define free speech could eventually come back, like, around. And it kind of is, like, tracking a little bit of that right now, where it's, like, how is, like, the current sort of, I guess, quote-unquote, war on free speech from, like, conservative to liberal, how is that being, how was that mirrored from the liberal to conservative side, you know, whatever, 5 years ago. And so, anyway, it's interesting because it basically is just, like, this has always been complicated, and we're kind of the only country in the world that has, is actually is like, liberal with free speech, even amongst, like, developed economies and whatever else. I remember studying abroad in France and being, like, the French government sucks, man. And, like, my French roommate being, like, you can't say that.
Yeah.
I was like, well, you think that this is good? And he's like, no. But you can't just, like, be out here. And I'm like, dude, number one, you have too many colognes.
True.
And I've been waiting to say, I've been waiting for the right time to say it to you. And, like, 10 to 12, it's not like I've counted, but there's, like, a whole shelf that should be actually my shelf in this study abroad scenario that is just your colognes.
Yeah, yeah.
So space-wise and also just, like, this is too many.
That is too many.
How many colognes does Juan have?
One.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
And it's like you wear it, like, once. You wear it to the wedding.
Right, exactly, exactly. Yeah. I don't know why you need more, but to each their own.
Even when I wear it, Molly's like, what are you doing with that on?
That's so interesting.
Because sometimes I'll put on...
Is it, like, a bad-smelling cologne?
No, I think it's just this, like, normal guy fresh smell. Or actually, no.
Did
no,
you
no.
get it for yourself?
No, no. I got this, like, in high school. Like, all right. From my dad.
Maybe it's time to shake it up.
Well,
in high school? How long ago was that?
A million years.
50 years ago?
Yeah, 50. And then I think that the... my... what's it called? I did change to, like, aftershave. Sometimes
I don't understand that. Like, men always say that, and I'm like, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean?
I, like, switch to that being my scent.
What do you mean? That doesn't make sense.
When you shave.
Yes.
I'm asking you.
Okay.
Do you put anything on your legs after that happens?
Lotion.
Okay. Does that have a scent to it?
No.
Okay. Imagine instead of doing that, you threw the equivalent of gasoline on your legs. And it smelled...
Why? I don't understand.
It, like, really kind of burns your skin.
Well, yeah, I've seen Home Alone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think Molly, clean is the smell she's looking for. She's looking for the absence of...
Yeah.
The absence of BO. And then maybe, like, the slightest clean. So I just have, like, some Old Spice aftershave, which I got a bottle. This is probably 10 years.
And you put it on your face?
So, yeah, after you shave, if you're, like,
you
shaving...
You don't shave every day.
No, I do not. This is only, like, if I'm going somewhere nice.
Okay.
So, like, if I'm putting on nice clothes, and maybe I take a shower, and then if I shave at the mirror, that's, like, I'm going to be, like, close. It's, like, a closer shave. And then you throw on the aftershave, and there's, like, a scent to that.
Yeah.
But it's basically the same scent
I've
as my
this.
Deodorant. And it does burn your skin for a second. I don't know what the point of the aftershave is. I really don't.
Does it unclog your pores? To make sure you don't get ingrown hairs.
Perhaps. When I, like, shaved my legs on a dare in college, it was...
The amount of times I've heard this is actually insane. I feel like this is, like, your biggest, like, two truths and a lie fact.
It is. It kind of... Because it's kind of like... It's one of those things that I'm not... It's like I like, I'm not embarrassed by at all, but I, like, think is a really fun...
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe other people would think I should be. So it's like one of those, like, I freely give this information
out as
like a smokescreen to things I'm actually embarrassed about.
Sure.
It's like, I'll tell you this, no problem.
Sure.
But
sure,
my deepest,
sure.
darkest, you know.
Sure. Sure, 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 sure.
Friday for me was a wild day.
Why?
Well, I met with a student organization so that they could, like, use space. I'll update you on that later. That was
I didn't know that was happening.
Oh, it didn't.
It didn't happen?
It hasn't happened. Potentially
I thought
yet.
You just said you met with them.
I met with them, yeah.
I'm so confused. You
Okay,
so you met with them, but you didn't?
We met. We're in a holding pattern on that right now. So we'll see.
This
I'm also personally
confusing.
Myself in a holding pattern.
Okay.
And then we, it was fine. I like felt weird about it too, because I was like out of town briefly this weekend, and I like was like, I need to be around for this. Like the first time, I just need to be. I got really like.
Oh, they. Oh.
No, they didn't. They didn't meet.
You're confusing me.
Yeah.
So much right now.
Here's
so they did. No, no, but they didn't.
They
no,
didn't.
No, they did. They did. They did.
We, I think, are set. I think they canceled.
Okay.
I had a whole thing that I was like going to get Chris Hale to like be our liaison because I was going to be gone.
Okay. Okay.
And then it didn't work out. That's probably for the best because I also need to like just, I need maybe one more time just like talking through everything that's going to happen and stuff. So.
Okay. So that didn't.
That was Friday.
Didn't happen on Friday.
Well, we met, but they didn't. It was going to be on Sunday that they were going to meet. But then I was like, no.
Okay.
But then
but you said canceled. No.
No, no. I said yes, and then they canceled.
Yeah.
Hopefully you're confused. Hopefully anybody who's listening who knows any emoticum about this.
This is literally so confusing.
Like, potentially Bex would know something about this.
We have not received a single text from Bex, so.
Okay.
I'm feeling like.
Feel like no.
Maybe they decided they're out on this.
Or they're driving. I mean, they drove all day on Sunday or on Thursday to get there on.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah, they said that it was supposed to be 6 hours and ended up being 8. And then they got in. Yeah. They were like, I'll be there at 6. Actually, I'll be there at 7:30. Actually, I'll be there at 8. And then
yeah.
They got in. It was great. Having Bex was great. But
so what else happened on Friday that made it so crazy?
Well, I rode my bike out to Coolidge Corner to watch one battle after another. First movie I've seen in a theater in
just by yourself
5 years with Dana. Who you
Farber?
Dana Farber Cancer Institute.
Okay,
was having a charity.
I don't know who Dana is.
Dana Keller, First and Last, just a fixture of Medford. Old reunion guy, really.
I got nothing.
He's a good guy.
Great.
He's a good guy. Before you give me that, some guy that Nate knows. That he's out here in Coolidge Corner with.
I'm not the one who judges you for your friends. That's our students. All right.
That's absolutely true. This man?
That's just because you only give first and last names for everybody.
That's right.
Only some people deserve first and last name.
That, in my mind, that phrase now in Angelica's voice is in my brain forever.
What?
This man?
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
anytime
yeah.
that anyone says anything about
yeah,
like a guy
yeah,
or
yeah,
something
yeah.
like that. This man.
Yes. No, I can hear it. I can hear it.
It's the best.
It is.
Love you, Angelica, if you're listening.
So you went to Coolidge Corner.
I went to Coolidge
on
Corner.
Your bike.
I watched one battle after another. Great movie.
That's what I hear.
It's great. It's a lot of fun, but it's also like it really captures you.
That's
and
what I
and
hear.
You're cooking.
That's what I heard from Miles.
Guillermo del Toro is really funny. It's great. He plays like this karate.
I thought
teacher.
It was Leonardo DiCaprio.
He's in it too. He's the main character.
Yeah, he's the only one.
He's the only guy in the movie, and he's playing every
Great.
Part.
Great.
It's problematic. and then, so saw that. It was awesome. So, and then came back, and then my grand plan. So not only did my parents come in, Phil and his girlfriend, who I haven't met and need to approve of, also came in. Andrea.
Who's
Andrea.
Phil?
Phil's my college roommate.
How do you expect me to just know
Phil
all
Crawford.
These people? Oh, my gosh. First of all, you have too many friends. You have too many.
I got too many of them.
There's too many.
Yeah.
I need a full, like, cheat sheet roster.
I'll do, like, I'll make
Actually,
like,
no.
a flow chart.
No.
That'd be a really fun exercise for me.
For you, yeah.
It would just be, and I'm, like, thinking in my mind it would be, like, a family tree type of thing, but it wouldn't be because they're friends, so it would just be, like, a web.
Exactly.
It'd be, like, a weird web of people.
Or it could be more of, like, I don't know.
Like a dot plot.
Like a Venn diagram, like these people overlap with these people.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of, you know? Like, still a web, but like...
I did. And you're not going to like this, but I had like two other people, Thomas Boggs and Justin Chen, also in town this weekend. And I didn't even get to them, which stinks. So...
Man.
Shout out to Jay Chen, who's the president of the Union of Governmental Workers in Dallas. So they're like obviously pretty active right now with the shutdown. Anyway, so Phil and his girlfriend came up. My parents literally arrived at the exact same time. And I was like, I had to cook dinner for everybody.
Yeah.
So I cooked dinner for everybody. Molly had gone and got the girls, and then also went to pick up because we did oysters. I got 36 oysters, as mentioned previously on the show.
I remember.
Great. All worked out. Shout out to the person who helped me with that, who called in, who might be hearing, might be listening right now. And we did that, but we also did we did baked potatoes and chicken and everything too. And I'm tired from that.
Yeah.
Because it was just like nonstop getting after it. And there's kids, and then there's Phil, and then there's, you know, Andrea, who I had to, you know.
Yeah.
He had to really run her by me, because like that's how it works.
Yeah.
It's not. He's his own man.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for clearing that up.
Hey, this is a little radio roulette. Phil dated Amanda Johnson for a quick second.
Great.
Amanda Johnson.
I do know Amanda Johnson.
See, there you go. I thought that one was really going to work out.
Sometimes it just doesn't.
Yeah.
My brother's relationship didn't work out this weekend.
Yeah, but you, yeah, but.
But finally.
You knew. It's over. You were an advocate for that not happening. Right?
I'm an advocate for my brother.
So is he sad?
Yeah.
Is he lonely?
He went to see Post Malone.
That's a sad one now.
Yeah.
Because he plays only country music, I think, when he does his shows.
I got some help. Sorry about that one.
You sounded like Post Malone before you cleared your throat.
And my brothers met Post Malone, so that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. I think he was like, I need to go see my bro.
Did they meet again? Did they like, hey,
no.
Hey, Gus.
Gus, you worked at my house. You remember that? No.
Yeah, yeah.
He didn't.
So that.
He introduced himself as Austin.
Wow.
In that context, at his house.
Do you think when, he was like, hey, I'm Austin. Runs as like a senator in 2040, you know, that like you're going to vote for him?
Yep.
I just feel like his life, I feel like that he's going to be in our lives forever.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like he like got.
I'm not very optimistic about his future.
See, that's the thing, is that nobody was.
That's not true.
But he's continued to reinvent himself into a more stable version of himself. I just think
I feel like he's always been the same.
He hit it hard as a kid, and then now it's just like, he can do whatever he wants. It's like, he's no fear.
The host from Hot Ones,
yes.
You familiar with Hot Ones?
I am.
Said that Post Malone was the nicest guest he's ever had.
See, that's the thing, is I think again, if you're Post Malone, it's like you've already gotten to the, you already went to the place that you are, you know, thought you were going to try to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's everything's bonus, I feel like.
So you don't think it's genuine?
No, I think it's super genuine, because I think that I'm trying to avoid the phrase, like, I think he got it all out of his system. But I'm saying more like, he partied as hard as anybody could possibly party for a little while there. And then now it's like,
but I think probably we compared to any other star, it's the exact same.
And that they're like, now
they're just more undercover about it.
That's true. But do you think that it all happened to him so young that he's like, okay, it was like a perfect, he did it as like a young adult and that was the end.
I think it happened to other stars way, way sooner than it happened to Post Malone. I feel like he was pretty old, to be honest.
That's what I'm saying.
He was over 18.
That's what I'm saying. It happened kind of at the exact right time. And then, but because it happens if you're too young, then you become like a child, crazy person.
Not always. Shout out Daniel Radcliffe.
You know what? Shout out Daniel Radcliffe.
Yes. Shout out, actually, most of the Harry Potter stars.
Yeah, whatever.
Emma Watson.
You know?
Emma Watson.
Doesn't act anymore, I heard.
No.
I heard.
But she's, well, she was in Little Women not that long ago, but yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah,
and
no,
then
she's
Rupert
killing
Grint.
It. He's still acting.
He's still acting. And I actually, I think I saw Rupert Grint. It was like him and a grandma. That was the movie. It was very entertaining.
Yeah, no, he's done some stuff that's kind of out there.
And Neville is a good looking guy now. You know that?
Yeah, I did. Thank you. You know about that? I do know about this.
Are you like avoiding talking about it because you're like, I can't go down there?
No, this is the classic, you know, that's classic. It's classic.
He's good looking, right?
Yeah, right, he's good looking. He's a good looking guy. Great. He's okay. A good looking guy now, you know? Good for him. That's a glow up right there.
I think when you... Also, when you're a child actor, do they put the money in like a bank account and then you get it later? Or do you just get it then and you're like, I'm buying a bunch of Slim Jims?
I bet it goes to your parents.
You think so?
Well, I don't know. Have you ever watched any of the like child actor documentaries?
No. No, I haven't.
Then don't. And thus, just live in bliss.
Oh my gosh. We watched the funniest movie.
What was it?
We watched Moonstruck. There's people that are probably older than me on their cars right now being like, you're such an idiot. Like, this is what I... When, like, people younger than me are talking about things that are
you
like...
You think that they're idiots?
No, no. They
you
think that
in
I'm
your
an
head,
idiot.
You, when you hear younger people talk about something you liked as a kid, you're like, wow, what an idiot.
Maybe I'm not going to use the term idiot. But, like, whenever... I have listened to many shows where they're like, let's talk about... They're like, oh, yeah, Death Cab for Cutie. I think that's the same band as, like... Somebody said this one time. I think that's the same band as Modest Mouse. And for me, that's like anathema of like, those are two really important and different bands.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I'm like, you're not an idiot, but like in a loving way of just like, that's kind of how I probably sound right now. See, that's self-awareness. Watching this movie Moonstruck starring Cher.
Oh, nice.
It's like literally just about.
We were talking about Cher this weekend, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about Cher a lot because of this mm-hmm. movie.
Yeah.
It's Cher and Nicolas Cage.
That's great.
That's who's in this movie.
Have you seen the new Naked Gun movie?
I have not.
Great.
Is it good?
It's pretty fun. Fine.
Did you watch it on a plane? Mm-mm. Did you watch anything on a plane?
No, I read.
Wow. No one's calling you an idiot. Nev is doing the fake... Like hair behind
yeah,
the ears.
Hair tuck.
No one's listening and calling you an idiot. They're calling me an idiot. That's great.
Yeah, because no, I don't watch movies on the plane. I just stare out the window the whole 6 hours. No, I
just lock in.
No, it's just you know when you have a book. I'm into a series right now.
What book or series are you listening? Are you like reading, listening to? Here, talk about that real quick. I forgot to log in.
Okay, I am currently reading a series. It's the Boys of Tommen series, and it's out. It takes place in Ireland, so the language is really funny. I'm sorry if that's offensive to say, but when it's written out, it's kind of a funny thing to read. But it's great. It's great. It's got romance, but also it's got a lot of serious. Really, really, really serious stuff too, you know. Talks about trauma, particularly childhood trauma, and how that kind of affects your life in the long term. So it's kind of something to think about. It's good. I love it.
Hey,
I'm
great.
On fourth book.
Fourth book.
Hmm.
Is this one named after a number from their high school soccer team?
Soccer. Gosh.
It's rugby.
One is rugby. The other is hurling.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Do you get a number in hurling?
Guess so.
I thought it was more of an individual event. Like the long jump. I guess they still have numbers in long jump, but nobody like pays attention to what your number is. Is hurling like this? Like, what do you... I thought hurling, it's like you go up and then you're throwing like
I
a
think so.
You're throwing
See,
like
I
a
thought
rock,
so
right?
too, but it's a team event.
Oh, it is. Oh,
it's
okay.
A team
All
event
right,
based
well.
On this book. I just don't know what it is. Wait, let me.
Hey, I'm just going to go ahead and just, I'm just going to, anybody who's in their car screaming, I don't think I know how to answer the phones in Studio C.
Hurling is an outdoor team game of ancient Gaelic Irish origin played by men and women. It shares... A number of features with Gaelic football, such as field and goals, the number of players, and much terminology.
It's like there's a ball and there's touchdowns.
Looks a little bit like lacrosse.
Are they holding anything? What are they holding?
Yeah, they're holding...
A stick? A lacrosse stick?
It's more of like an actual stick. It looks like field hockey.
Oh, geez, yeah. Okay, yeah, there you go. Field hockey, maybe that's the comp. Did you play field hockey?
No.
Did you ever want to?
My sister did.
Oh, yeah?
Nah.
My friend Todd
Sounds
Morton
kinda
played
dumb.
Field hockey as a man. Really broke a lot of boundaries. Broke a lot of barriers.
Wow, what a thing to say.
He had to wear a skirt.
Great.
This was a different time.
Okay.
He was like good at it.
Hey, whoa,
like,
whoa, whoa,
he
whoa.
He wasn't trying to like make a point. He just like really wanted
great.
To play field hockey.
Great.
I
literally said great.
I would have wanted to... But it is. It's like one of those. It's kind of like a really gendered sport, you know, like there aren't.
And good for us.
Yeah. Because football?
Yeah.
It's the competence. It's
yes.
That's the comp.
Because you guys get enough. You know what?
You get enough.
We should get our field hockey in our skirts. All right.
Yeah.
You stay out of that lane.
Okay. That's fine.
I actually really need to use the bathroom.
Okay.
So you talk or play music, and I'm going to be right back.
I dated a field hockey player. I'm just going to talk.
All right, great.
You can just get up. Okay. You can just leave.
Great.
I dated a field hockey player when I was in high school, so I've just gone to a lot of field hockey games, and it just seems really fun. And I do know that this is the point that Todd Norton always made, is that in Europe, other places, it was pretty common to have a men's and women's sport, but that's cool. I mean, you don't, and it looks like hurling is the same. You don't have a lot of surface area on the actual stick, so hitting the ball is pretty hard. And also, the stick is small. That's another thing. I feel like in hockey there is a lot of leaning over, but at least in ice hockey, you're like, the stick is long enough that, like, if you need to stand up straight, you can. In field hockey, it just seems like the stick is way shorter than it needs to be. And also, too, putting it down flat parallel to the ground to, like, stop the ball or to do something is pretty common. So I feel like you're just, on a really regular basis, you're just, hands are just down around your feet, just, like, blocking the ball or doing whatever. And then there is an element of contact that I think exists in field hockey that doesn't exist in lacrosse, women's lacrosse. So, but I do think that, like ice hockey and lacrosse, if you're good at one, you're probably good at the other one, and that's like a lot of fun. So anyway, I'm just gonna go ahead and read a PSA, because like, why not? And this one starts with why not cover your computer camera. If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And there's a picture here of a website that's just called Stop Watching Us, and then the camera is covered. I used to be a big-time camera coverer, but that was also in pre-COVID times where I used my computer camera very seldom. And then I popped that thing off, and it's, like, all blurry. And I'm pretty sure the camera on my computer is still all blurry. So, like, good luck. Also, to the government out there, are you still, like, doing all of your surveillance if it's everything shut down? I would be interested to find out if surveillance of private citizens is a government necessity. That's like essential workers. It's like we gotta keep collecting the metadata now, because otherwise it's like nothing is gonna happen. So I'm gonna play a song really quick, and we're just going to do that. Okay. Here's some Justice.
Thank you.
Hey, what's up? We just like took care of business for a second there.
We took care of business. We did. I want to give a shout out really fast.
Okay, great.
To my husband, Juan.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's listening.
That's great. Juan.
He's never listened before.
You know, as someone whose spouse maybe has never listened to the show for almost 10 years.
Hey, he thinks it's funny, so.
That's great. That's the best review we can possibly get.
I mean, Juan thinks a lot is funny. Juan likes to laugh.
You know,
hey, we got our wedding pictures yesterday. I actually have two to send you that you're in.
Fantastic.
That
you're in? That sounds like an accident. It's like that you, that despite our best efforts, you're like out here
you're
looking like
in
a
the pictures.
Ghost haunting the background of one of these stupid pictures.
Oh, no, I accidentally went to the front. It's of you and your family.
Oh, well, great.
No, they're like really cute, actually.
Yeah, we're actually... We're maybe in the market for a couple more pictures to print out and to put in some of the frames that are around our house, so.
Well, we'll see if these are it, but they're cute.
We'll see if these are it.
One of them, it's basically just you smiling and your kids and wife aren't paying attention, which is funny.
that's when the photographer is just like, I'll throw this one in here.
Yeah.
That's actually like one of my favorite. I'll just show it. This is going to be great radio. I'll just show you one of my favorite pictures of all time. Is this, which is a wedding picture from Alex Ferguson's wedding.
I've seen this picture. Yeah,
that,
no,
like,
I've seen
they
this
were
picture.
Just like, this is, let's get this one. I got all these beautiful pictures in here of people smiling and looking, and we're going to get one
they do
where
that
both people are scowling.
They
into
do
the sun.
Do that, don't they?
Yeah.
They do that. But I also went and saw Hamilton last week.
Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah, you remember I told you I was going to do that.
I remember you threatening to do that. Yeah, I do remember that. And then you did.
I did it.
I followed through.
I did follow through. And I cried.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. I mean,
especially when you like something for so long and you've never seen it live.
You'd seen, like, just the recording a bunch of times? Yeah.
Well, I've seen the recording. I'd like the actual, like, recording once.
Okay.
I just listened to it.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I pretend that I'm George Washington.
This is great. This is a great development. Like, you sing just his parts?
I sing all parts. I just sing his the most, like joyfully.
That's great. That's so fun, because it's like, this is my part. Like, these are my lines.
This is, I'm George Washington.
This is great.
So when George Washington came on, I was like, there
this
I am.
This is my man.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. No, not just this is my man. Like, that's...
That's me.
That's me.
That's not... I'm not acting. That's me.
That's me. He's representing me up there.
Is that transmedial? Are you like out here as an Alexander or as a George Washington fan, like, across the board?
I guess. There's something about Hamilton that really makes you a George Washington fan.
It's true.
It really puts all of these founding fathers up on a pedestal.
Yeah.
For the most part. I mean, you see the bad parts, you know what I mean?
It's
like
true,
especially
yeah.
Hamilton, you see the bad parts, but George Washington, in Hamilton, they make
really,
him seem like,
yeah.
Man, this guy.
They really created a country and then also, like, did the one thing nobody does, which is cede power.
Exactly.
Which is awesome.
And it's like the people wanted him to lead.
Yeah.
He led them to freedom.
Yep.
And then they were like, him. That's my
and
guy.
And he was like, no.
Well, he said yeah first.
He said yeah, but he was like, I will not become a king.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
He
yeah,
was
yeah.
like that. I will become like Cincinnaticus,
mm-hmm.
the
sure
Roman general who led Rome during a period of strife and then returned back to his farm.
Oh,
yeah.
Cute.
Yeah. Oh, it's cute.
That's cute.
Super cute. The city of Cincinnati named after him.
I could imagine.
No other pluses for that city.
Yeah. I've never been.
Zero. Cincinnati is... It's there. But, like, also... And that's also me, as our listeners know, carry a regional rivalry with that.
Yeah. City. One thing, though, while I was at Hamilton...
Okay.
There were two people behind me literally talking.
Are you serious?
I'm so serious.
I hate that. I might be at the point where it's very difficult for me to go out places.
Yeah.
Because of that kind of fear of that kind of thing happening.
And look, I'm young enough that I think I'm still pretty non-confrontational. So yeah. I'll do the look back. I'll do the like.
Yeah.
Like come
I
on.
I can hear you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I expected somebody, one of these older folks that was sitting next to me, to turn around and be like, shh.
Yeah.
But no, nobody. Everybody was just like, me.
And they're talking. They're just like.
They're just. Like. Yeah. The whole time. If you're going to do that, don't go out.
Yes.
Period.
I think that that's because a lot of people are watching things at their homes and they're doing that. And then they go out. I was like mildly worried about that. It didn't happen. But when I went to this movie, I was like kind of like,
yeah,
I haven't seen a movie in a while. What if someone is like on their phone next to me the whole time?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I was like afraid.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening to me.
Just afraid.
But like hearing that, I'm just like, well, nope, no more place.
It's so tough too, because I just think people don't understand the levels. Because I think some people go and it's just like, well, my friend invited me.
Yeah.
And so therefore I'll sit through this and make it through.
Yeah.
But I don't think some people realize that like these are kinds of things that mean a lot to people.
I've like been waiting my entire life maybe to see this show.
Yeah.
And like
you'll see me sobbing over here.
This ticket like costs money.
Yes.
And like it's a whole thing. Yeah.
Yes.
I agree.
This ticket cost me money. I put on a whole dress to come here.
Yeah.
Like, come
was
on.
Was it an Alexander Hamilton dress? Was it an Eliza dress?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
That's great.
No, it was a George Washington outfit. I put on the wig. Could you imagine? The like, people the behind me are like, come on. Can't see around the wig.
And they're like, just like talking about it. That's a part of the story you didn't even talk about. They were like, also, I was in full costume, so like, it was a 0% chance one of them could see.
Yeah, exactly.
Was anybody dressed as George Washington?
I wish. Nobody. Just George Washington.
This, real quick, this movie, Moonstruck, has like an opera scene, and it happens in, it's like the movies from like 1982.
Yeah.
They go to the opera, and I'm like, man, I wish like people just dressed up and went out. And that was
I know. And it's such a shame. Like, that's how it is with plays, musicals, the ballet. Nobody dresses up anymore, which, that's what I love going there for. Like, literally, it's part of the experience.
Yeah.
You put on a dress, you go get yourself a little aluminum can of wine.
Exactly.
During
intermission. Not that.
Not that.
During intermission, you go out, and you get to sort of just be in the lobby.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Really nice.
Exactly. And there's mirrors around, so you could just be like, wow, look at me. I look nice.
Did you go alone?
Yeah.
That's nice.
It was nice. I sobbed by myself in that scene.
Molly and I went to the symphony a couple years ago, and I was like, kind of like, I'm going to get dressed up.
Yeah.
And then of course we get there and Molly was like, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, this is the symphony. Like, people dress up. And she's like, I have this like romantic version of the city in my life. And then we get there and it's Northeastern student.
No, literally.
And people are just like
in their jeans,
standing out in jeans and hoodies, like vaping. And
yes.
And it's just like, hey man, you want to like? Where you want to go after this? Where's the after party to symphony night?
Exactly. Exactly.
How many?
Hey, we leaving early.
Yeah, like
we leaving early.
How many minutes do I have to be here before they like? You know, is this gonna be weird music or is it gonna be like? Are they gonna play like Post Malone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I mean there were people there like literally. I remember last year going to see the Nutcracker, and the people just to the side of me had like taken off their shoes.
Yeah.
I was like, that's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
They're like.
It's stinky like, now.
Their shoes and like pulled a hot dog out of their
exactly. Like pulled their shoes off, take their peel their socks off.
Exactly. And they're like, oh, these dogs are barking.
It's disgusting.
Like, what is this?
I don't know what
it's
happened.
Great.
I don't like after COVID, nobody knows how to be in public. No, I'm telling you.
Absolutely not.
It's just like, what do we do here? I guess I'll take my shoes off. Come
Whatever.
On. That's not appropriate at the ballet.
Yep.
Not appropriate anywhere except in your own home.
That actually
still inappropriate.
Similar to that, that jogged my memory of we took the train up to Newburyport this weekend.
Yeah,
and it was not. It was a guy basically took all of his stuff off and just like spread over three seats.
Yeah,
not a problem. Not a super full train, but then just like sat there playing music at full volume.
That one's tough. Yeah.
And then missed his stop.
No.
And, like, was walking up and down the thing being like, what stop is this? What stop is this? And I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, no.
I'm not locked. Like, I, like,
yeah.
I'm getting off
what
at
did
the
you
last
think
stop.
Of Newburyport?
It was a lot of fun. Great walkable city. I thought we did go to Oldies.
Okay.
That's that big warehouse. A lot of fun stuff in there. And also, like, my review is, too, like, sometimes these larger antique stores get a little cramped.
That's true.
It was a very, like, well-displayed,
mm-hmm.
good stuff, clean.
Yeah.
We bought a mirror that
really?
I had to, like, carry home.
That which was your goal?
It was
to find the most inconvenient yeah. object to bring
and
home on the
literally
train.
Like, and literally, like, I'm like,
yeah,
it was good. It was heavy.
You might have upped me on the globe then.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, this is.
Yeah.
But Molly's like, this is perfect.
Oh, good.
It's like
good.
For this one. And it is. It'll be perfect.
For what?
It's just going to go on. It's going to go. It's going to mirror. It's going to go on the wall.
It's going to be a mirror.
It's like it's wood and it has like it's a square mirror. But then the corners are cut.
Nice.
There's grapes, like carved
oh,
grapes
pretty.
On
That's
the side.
Pretty.
So
it, that
it'll
sounds
be on
nice.
The side. So anyway, I thought there was that. But I thought every store was kind of the same where it was just like,
yeah,
this is really expensive stuff.
And it's all nautical themed.
That I kind of maybe isn't really right
yeah.
in my vibe.
Yeah. No, I think the antique store is the only one that I feel like is like worth it to like yes. go out of your way for.
And then the food was, where we went to lunch was awesome. We went to a place called Grog, which was like one of those places. It's like, and it was the storm was the inn. So it felt, it was like a, you could tell it was like one of those, it was like a restaurant, like everything's made out of wood.
Yeah.
You know, so it was
yeah.
like very, like very warm and
yeah.
you could like watch the storm play out and
yeah.
then everyone was there just kind of hanging out. We sat next to some school teachers, which was really fun.
Nice.
Sitting. I feel like sitting and being able to like talk to people is, that's like one of Molly's favorite things.
Wow. You like sat and talked to people? I thought you just were overhearing them.
No.
Wow.
This is so funny because Molly is like, I just like hate people and I get away from people. But the minute we sit anywhere,
wow,
especially in like a communal type setting like that, or in an Uber or at dinner, she's like,
oh my gosh, Juan is such an Uber talker.
I'm like going to talk to you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the last thing I want to do is talk to this person in this Uber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I feel like there you get into it probably.
Me?
Once Molly starts it, you probably are like jumping in there.
Sometimes when we had breakfast at the hotel, it was kind of like there was like all the seats were taken and a couple invited us to come sit down. And then we talked and like that also a school teacher and we talked and then they worked for they were from New Hampshire and they were from like a refugee advocacy group.
Cool.
And then I talked about Bridget's House of Hope and
oh, nice.
Home. And I was like, oh, yeah, like there's this. And they were like, oh, we've like. Correspondent, like they're in Keene, which is a little bit further away, but they're like, oh, we kind of know, we're kind of trying to do something similar where people are getting rehoused and we're trying to like coordinate for
yeah
and stuff.
That makes
so
sense.
I like jumped in on that, but Molly was driving the conversation. And then in our Uber it was like it wasn't the greatest Uber. I was kind of getting jammed up, like
oof.
there wasn't enough room in the back for me.
Oof.
And
tough.
Then but of course Molly is like, we're 10 minutes in and this guy's explaining to her how he like transitioned out of marketing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And like yeah. semi-retired. And she's like, yes. Anding the yeah. entire conversation.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Before this has to, oh wait.
I read one.
Oh, great.
In the bathroom.
Well, before this has to end, I need your advice.
Uh oh. You must be in a desperate spot.
Look, we've got a little bit of a mouse problem.
Here it is.
And we were gone all weekend.
Yep.
And we came home to a little bit of like a Ratatouille situation.
Mm, yep.
We're like, there they were.
Yeah, and they're like, what are you doing home?
No, yeah.
This is ours now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we think there's two of them. We've only seen two.
It's great.
One of them, in its dash to get back, because obviously we came in and we were like, you know,
you're like the cops.
Yeah,
you're like the cops at
yeah.
the party.
We busted in there.
Yeah, it's
yeah, and one of them bolted.
Okay.
And so then for the next like 15, 20 minutes, we just hear squeaking, squeaking, squeaking,
yeah.
squeaking.
Yeah, yeah.
Come to realize it got stuck in the sticky trap.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
What do we do now? Okay. We weren't prepared for the situation where wait. It actually got stuck.
So you, like, slept last night with it stuck in the sticky trap?
Yeah. We didn't know what to do.
So I'm guessing neither one of you is grab the rat type person.
Okay. One, I'm allergic.
Yeah.
Two, Juan's scared.
Yeah. Also, I'm scared too.
Like, I'm also scared.
Also, number two for me, and also probably just as important, I'm also scared.
Everybody in this situation is scared. Also, we got home at 10:30 last night.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it was also like, this is the last thing we want to deal with, is like this.
So it's
mouse.
You put these glue traps out so you know where it is?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Wait, or the landlord put them out.
Okay. Is it like out of your apartment, or is it like in the stairwell or something? Or is it like,
mm-mm.
It's like in your apartment somewhere?
Yeah.
Like in the corner?
Yeah.
Okay. So visible to all.
Yeah.
So you checked on them as
you
left this morning.
I actually did not. I avoided looking.
Yeah.
It was really sad.
Did it make noise all night long?
I don't know. It's in the kitchen.
Okay. All right. Well, I will come take care of that rat after we have our meetings.
Okay.
You put some gloves on.
And you just what? Like, but I guess the thing is, like, what do you do with it?
Okay. Here's a couple things. Here's my comprehensive rat solution. Also,
yeah.
too, are you worried about the rat being alive?
Yeah.
To the extent, like, would you feel bad if this rat died?
No.
Okay. That's great. Because I found in my trapping life that eventually Molly was like, I don't want the rat to die. And I'm like, well, this is different. This requires a different thing.
I think I'm okay with it.
So you grab the rat and you throw it in a trash bag and you throw that trash bag in the trash.
Okay.
That's what you do.
Because online they're like, contact, pest control.
Yeah, because they don't want you to touch it.
Yeah.
But you put gloves on. That's
yeah,
the key.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, and the key, and this is advice for everybody, anytime you set a trap or put a trap out, wear gloves.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then that way the rat doesn't smell
your
the
scent.
Oil and stuff. On
yeah,
your
yeah,
hands.
Yeah.
So like, and I am a big fan of the clippy traps, not the old
like the
school
snap
ones.
Traps.
The ones that are they look like a chip clip. They just open up. Like it looks
oh,
like a
I'm
chip
not even
clip.
Familiar.
It's just open and locked. We have them at our place of business. and they're in a bag because they're under feet. I've probably trapped
wow
10 rats with those.
Okay,
things.
Where'd yeah. you get those?
I'll land them to you.
Wow, did you hear that, Juan?
I'll lend them to you. But it's like, be ready for this thing to catch a rat immediately. Also, update, Juan, peanut butter is the thing that you catch rats with. So watch out.
Yeah.
So we got to, that's maybe something to navigate.
So that's maybe also why I need to do it.
So
that's so tough that he's allergic to the bait and I'm allergic to the catch.
To the catch. what a team. Okay, well, you're listening to WMFO and Medford 91.5 FM. Tufts Reform Radio. This has been Fast and Loose with Nevin Nate. I apologize if you logged in earlier and you just
it's been a little slow. It's been a little slow and tight today, guys. I'm sorry.
Exactly. That's for sure. Stay out of the rain, and music you might otherwise miss is next. See you out there.
Not working. WMFO in Medford.